Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
looking at you all night.
Take me back to your place, your place of residence.
baby no such thing as goodbye. You will be standing right where you were. We get the chance we deserve. Try to deny it as much as you want, but in time of fear yeah.
just die tonight, but you know I'm still coming through, baby. I know it's bad for me, and you know it tastes so sweet. I think I need your abuse, baby. Drown between your thighs. I'm still here, ain't no excuse, babe. I see you in my sleep. I'm sky beyond belief. Ain't nothing you can make me do, baby.
Nothing better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight, Sergio?
Hey, I'm feeling good out here in these streets.
I know that's right.
How you feeling?
I know that's right. I'm in a mood now, too. I'm feeling good.
You got
I'm all right.
Going.
Yeah,
I
ain't heard nothing in a long time. Yes, and I'm like, hey, this hitting. But it's all good. Yes, it's all good. And ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this, as I said before, is King and Queen's Quarters. And this is sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Sergio, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Yeah, I'm decked out tonight. Decked out.
I know that's right. I know that's right. The dial-in number is... I hear that. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. Now, before I go any further, I have to give a shout-out and a thank you to a person who is not only a very good friend of mine, he is also the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the creator and CEO of Raw Link, goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that my host and I speak of over on Amazon, Instagram, and Raw Links, Raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there at any one of those places, please holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will be sure that you get to adorn your body with one of those pieces. Now, Sergio, this show tonight. Yeah,
hey.
You want to let everybody know what's going on tonight?
No doubt, no doubt. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Make it move Monday. Pick up your pen and begin. Word.
I like that. I like that a lot. What? Before we get into the poetry, what is it that makes your pen move?
My will and my drive, motivation
okay.
and inspiration.
Okay.
I like to be in touch, being in touch with nature and society. That's what
mm-hmm.
that's what had me come alive with the drive. Just gotta write something. And when I get itching like a junkie or a fiend, I gotta write something.
Yeah,
I
hear that.
I got that feeling, Jay Brown. I got that feeling.
Okay. Okay. Mine more so. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to ask you about you. Like, what make it move for you?
Ooh, what makes it move for me? Life, period. Because I have experienced so much in life. I think I was, you know, and I'm going to get into my little quirky side right now. Because, you know, we get a chance to pick the soul and the body that we choose, that we inhabit when we come, you know, before we come down here and have this human experience. And I think God was trying to hurry up and make sure I cleared out everything to get back to heaven, because the shit that I have experienced in this life, I'm truly, truly on a mission. Okay? I got some stuff, and I'm not even finished. I got so much that I have dealt with, and that is exactly what moves my pen, from love to heartbreak to helping someone else heal to just being, period. I write about it all. You know, sex too.
That's what's up. I mean, heart, mind, and soul.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I am truly, truly about that life. You know, and I wonder what the hell made me choose this. But it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. And we all have to see our we all have a purpose and a mission in life, and we got to see it through, you know, regardless of whether we want to or not. So it is what it is. But Sergio Atterbury, would you like to go first, or would you like me to take the lead?
Yeah. Lady first.
Me first? Okay.
Show us that woman's worth.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so this is untitled. This is actually something that I pulled from the archives, but I decided to, you know, tweak it and change it around a little bit. So
the stage is yours. I'm gonna set that.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you know that in the early morn, you can hear the sun rising just before opening your eyes and taking that first conscious breath to say thank you, Spirit, for another day of life? It's because you know that what was is another day past, and you're given a continuance, another chance waking before nature just to hear, smell, and see it come to life. Feeling the warmth on my face through the window from the sunrise's rays. I know life hasn't always been kind. There's still a symphony in nature, from rain hitting leaves and of trees, wind whistling through the window screen, sunlight beaming through those with beautiful songs of nature from our feathered friends. My pen, my book, and playlist, creating flows of words from my heart and soul, and my soul tribe I found through the voices of Epiphany. Listening to their creative penned art, knowing that they adore my crazy laugh and love my creativity, all of which allows me to still love unconditionally. Some of the joys in life that make it worth living. And yes, I'm super flirty and playful, but only on a superficial level. So don't take it too seriously. It's just me trying to get to know you. But if you really want to know me, you really want me, understand that although I am fluent in body language, cerebral is my native tongue. Simply put, to my mind, and you master my body. See, I am a masterpiece, not to be handled by just anyone. I'm a goddess of the moon and sun, so my energy can't be taken lightly. Because I am light, and love is my home. That's that peace.
Very well said. That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Definitely laid it down with that one. Great start right now. I'll tell you that much. You're going to have me look in the archive, man. Ready to pull up my paper and throw it away.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You never disappoint. Speaking of well, let's see what you brought for our listening pleasure tonight, okay? Whenever you're ready.
All right.
Mine is yours.
All right, cool. Thank you. This is a piece that I wrote earlier called Evidence. When I'm out of my element, I'm face to face with some elephants. I'm a wolf inside of a lion, making them feel delicate. Emotions and feelings backwards, where all that strength at? strategy of the Anunnaki that found its way back. My vessel is metal, mainly made up of metallic. Aluminum, gold, and iron formed out of space fragments. Once on Earth, the composition of components changed in compounds. I'm at the Atterbury compound listening to meditative sounds. My spirit is like no other. I follow the events that I create. One day be in conversation amongst the poetry greats. But for now, I'm in a lane still traveling across the beat. Something special coming from Harlem, that's New York City. Working hard without fatigue as I breathe and often breathe. An anomaly for some to see, a phenomenon which is me. Science can't uncover the findings that's underneath. The flesh that stays fresh until it's time for me to leave. When I return, you'll crash and burn from all which is learned. By the way, really, this is for you all concerned, Sergio.
Wow. Wow. I don't think I've ever heard anybody use that word, Anunnaki, in their piece. What do you know about that? Nah, I know better. I know better.
Oh, well, I just don't. Sometimes a conversation don't come up.
I hear you. Absolutely. I definitely understand that. I know that, right? Peace was amazing. It really was. And this is actually a lot different from your other pieces because you went into, the first to enter into this world. They were one of the first race of people to hear. Even though it was some here already before they got here, there was a particular kind of sapien, one so much Homo sapiens. It was a different kind of sapien. But I ain't going to get into all that because I'm familiar with you.
That's a deep conversation right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. This piece was, those was really deep. If anybody really understands about the first people here, you know that this conversation can go on and on and on and on. But that piece, yeah, that hits different. I loved it. I really, really loved it. And like I said, you never fail, you never disappoint. So,
I'm just stepping outside of myself right now, 2024.
I know that's right. I know that's right. You know, it's not a new energy, it's a better energy. That's what I say.
You said it right. You definitely said it right.
So. Are you ready to get into some poetry from these callers, or you want? Matter of fact, you know what? What I got to do is make sure that some of these bills get paid. So we're gonna do a little snippet here.
Right.
Maybe come back with a song, and then we can open up this first mic. Is that all right with you, Sergio?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio. Thank you.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarter. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. All right, Sergio, we got a call on the line. Got area code 515. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, hello. This is Paul Cram. How everybody doing?
Hey, hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? We got a host on Tiffany family, okay? Would you like to tell everybody what the name of your show is? I think it's
It's called Smoking Word. It's a Smoking Word open mic. You know, it's going to be every last Tuesday of the month. On the 30th will be the first show, so call in and let's vibe out.
No, that's right. I'll be there. With bells on. So, Sergio, would you like to ask Paul Cram the question of the evening?
Yeah. Paul is Make It Move Monday. Pick up your pen. How can you begin to allow that ink to spin around the page? What's up?
For me, what moves my pen, honestly, is emotions and imagination. It's like, for me, it's really hard for me to explain me, but for whatever reason, when it comes down to me putting it on paper, I can paint the picture that I see in my head to make others understand what's going on in my head. So, from, like, that's what moves my pen, is the understanding of my emotions and my imagination.
Nice. I like that.
Right.
You know what? Before you get into your piece, I got to say, you ever hear somebody say something and you say to yourself, well, damn, I wish I'd have said that. What you just said made me say that to myself. Damn, I wish I'd have said that. Cause yeah, I dig that. I feel that. I definitely understand that. But go ahead, Sergio. You can hear him fall around the mic.
Hey, fall around. Yeah, brother, do your thing, man. Make it pop.
No doubt. So this piece is untitled for right now, but it was a piece that needed to be written. I no longer run from the demons that reside inside of my soul. Instead, we had a face-to-face meeting about how we shall coexist. You see, I will live my life for most of the day without interference from them as long as I make time for them to torment me without explanation. So when it's their time to journey through the halls of my sanity, I am forced to watch reruns of episodes from my past that I truly wish would just have got canceled from the network of my brain, but this is how my demons play. Their entire purpose is to place me in a ring and punch me with my past transgression. I take the lick for as long as I can stand it until I finally decide to cover up. And the only way for me at that moment to cover up is to roll up. So I roll up an herbal trainer who's worked on my conditioning so I can deal with my bullshit. Fuck it. Light it up, sit back, and let's let the show begin. Deep, dark secrets that have become immortal memories. Destined to take over my mind with the seriously sadistic pleasure of making me relive the events that killed my innocence. But the show is short-lived. A full day of streaming my pain like a demented Netflix series that leads me to taking steps backwards in my progress of forgiving me. The demon shows me my faults. And they have condemned me to live with the pain I have caused. And honestly, I accept my sentence. But I'm going to smoke. I'm going to smoke in hopes to suffocate the demons that exist only to resurrect the immortal memories within my soul. But hey, I've always been a sucker for a good fight. So to my demons, I say, ding, 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 motherfucker. It's not over. I'm still standing, and I'm ready for another round. In peace.
Yo. Whoa. Oh, man. Sergio, you want to go first on that? Damn.
Hey, man, that was a dope and fly piece, man. Very well expressed.
Appreciate it,
man. Felt the power in that.
Thank you, brother. Yo. Thank you. Thank you.
Yo, what was that last line again? You've always been a what for a good fight? Say that again. That was dope.
I said, I've always been a sucker for a good fight. So to my demons, I say, ding, 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 motherfucker.
Oh, not over. Man. That's what I'm talking about. You know what?
Yeah, that's right.
I think we all have our demons to deal with. Some of us have put them at bay. Some of us are still working on kicking their asses and sending them away, you know. But I think we have all had to contend with them at some time or another in our lives because we all have our choice of poison. We all have our path of peace that we want to walk down. But we all go through that peace. Damn, I got to listen to the playback because I damn sure want to hear that again. Man.
Yeah, that
does. I mean, I've always been a fan of your pen, but I really have the pleasure of hearing it firsthand now because you are Epiphany, you know, and I think it's an absolute honor that you are a part of this family. Damn, that piece, yeah, I just want to say so much. But it's like, because I understand having to, you know, you recognize your flaws and your indifferences from everybody else. Because we are all unique. Nobody has the same exact issues that they deal with. But where the power comes at is us understanding and knowing who we are. And being able to face those so-called demons, you know? Like I tell people, mm-hmm. You got to clean off the mirror to your soul, okay, to see who you actually are. That piece, yes, I love it. I love it. It gets snapped. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Man. Wow, I can't wait till Christmas. Oh, Lord, I done said the wrong name. I'm so used to your other show. I tell you what. Why don't you let everybody know once again, what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe.
Well, January 30th will be the first installment of Epiphany Present, the For Real Entertainment Network, Smoking Word, hosted by myself. It's a real grown and sexy type atmosphere. Some of the playlists you heard tonight, I'm going to steal some of their music because it hits. But yeah, you know, I'm also like, I'm a real big guy on cigars. And shout out to J. Rob, the wise son, who really just actually pretty much getting me really deep into the culture of the cigar. So I'm going to feature whatever stick I have for that night is going to be my personal stick of choice for that night. And we just going to vibe out, man. Good hot bars, smooth music, and we just going to have up a good time. Smoking Word at the Bourbon and Balls Lounge.
That's so damn sexy. It is. It really is. And I can't wait, man. I'm going to write something for that. Yeah, I'm going to be on my grown and sexy with that one. Absolutely.
I want to say one more thing. I have to get to, you know, so I had an intro to the show, and I was honored that La Perla Negra recorded it for me, y'all. So y'all, from the beginning of the show, it's completely sexy. It's completely hot. She recorded my intro for me, so that's what y'all going to hear at the beginning of every show. So I want to give thanks and homage to La Perla Negra for doing that for me.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It was such an honor. Oh, you got my face hurting. My cheeks hurting. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was an absolute honor and my pleasure to do that for you. Oh, man. All right, well, Paul Cram, I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge where you can grab yourself a drink. We got a box of your favorite cigars over there waiting. Grab yourself a seat, sit down, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Baby, baby.
One love. One love. One mic.
Yo, that was so dope, King. Oh, I keep calling you King, Sergio. You gotta call for that because that deserves tunes, man. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely got one.
That she wrote speech to the young, speech to the progress toward. Say to them, say to the downkeepers, the sun slappers, the self-soilers, the hominy hushers, even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
Sir, I start to work. Well, it's a like night. He's out of sight. Woo, he got me pipe. You man like ice. Fix up the spot. Into the night.
Yeah, I'm shaking the drop. I'm still up on top. I've been at the bottom. The devil my eye. Can't pay me to stop. My God at the top. Gonna praise our way out the graveyard. Living, speaking, praise God. Walking out the graveyard. Back to life. I serve. Follow your word. See with new sight. Into the night. Yeah, this life I'm living. All the advice been tipping. Gave me that grip, no slipping. Out of my mind, we're tripping. Tell me take two when I'm on one. That look out like no one. Kept it real tight like your son. We gon' praise our way out the graveyard. Living, speaking, praise God. Walking out the graveyard. Back to life. I serve. Follow your word. See with new sight. Into the night.
Still outside. Still outside. Still outside. Still outside. Came in pilot. Tain't a pilot. Stay outside. And I'm still outside. I'm still outside. Still outside. Let's get right. 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 Let's get right.
it to memes. I signed a few, I polished their dreams. An angel on earth, come under my wings. Stop running your publishers, they publish the headlines and say the wrong things. Y'all treat your Lord and Savior like rental insurance, you know what I mean? Bought it to boom, I bought it to beam. I need a new girl, my old one was mean. I had to let go, forgave all them people that came to my shows. I channeled them back, blood on the boat. I channeled the trust, I channeled the turbulence, came with the life. I gathered my sinners and asked if I'm right.
Smack from the back of a perm. Ice, the bird. Shitting on all you little turds. Can't take that dick, waste your turn. In my own lane, we can't merge. So with no hands, you can learn. Let's see how much you can earn. Why me go big like the worm? And I ain't smoking no sherm. I'm in the B with P. Litty. QP, QP Ski. I love my bitches, it's pretty. They showing their titties, it's up to the ceiling. I let them run through a million. I rock with a really, let's fuck on a billion. I'ma get down to the gritty, then fuck up the city, the home of the villains. Ecstasy, wanna fulfill em. Smoke out the pound when I'm chillin'. Trappin', I made me a killer. Look, I got everybody wishing. I hope you play your position. I don't want nobody listening. I see them hoes with precision. Givers my only decision. Young on the one that back calling me splurge. Let me jump right off the curb. Bentley smart fly like a bird. Spin on the first and the third. Solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard. Crack up the foreign, I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge.
Welcome back to Pistons
Radio.
Yo, you killing it. Oh, man. That's my joint. Yes. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. And you know what I think it is with us as a people? It's the bass and the drums. That's what does it for me. Yes, I'll be like, ooh, it be hitting me and I can't help but move my body. I'm like, yeah.
I was in here grooving and that's that work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got another piece, Kang, if you want to, you know. So you're going to have to give me time to get used to this other pen name of yours, okay? I'm so used to calling you Kang.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, I'm going to step back and let's
Save. All right. Thank you. This is a piece from a prompt from another one of the shows here on Epiphany called The Get Down. And I call this I Manifest Me. This isn't just for 2024. not just a promise. This isn't just my word to me for the rest of my days here. This is the declaration of my manifestation of loving me. I came to love myself, to find myself, to just be myself. I will no longer allow anyone else's response and reaction to their downfall to dictate my life, my actions, nor my feelings. I still and always will have empathy, humility, and love for humanity, but I indeed love myself more. In doing so, I will have all that I ever need and want, because I don't know how to love half-heartedly or how to give samples or pieces of me. Whatever kind of relationship it's been, I've always given myself wholeheartedly. And should I ever feel lost, I will always remind myself that everything within every experience in every season is a test of character, because my spirit is being developed and built to see if I can handle what's next. I will trust and believe in myself and know that the answers I seek come from that divine light within. I will live well and chase my goals so others won't rob me of my dreams. I will use my time wisely, knowing that I can accomplish anything. I will not waste my time and seek revenge on something that won't even matter in years to come. Therefore, I will always forgive and move on, yet I will never forget what has been done. See, I know that I am more than a queen. More than an empress, I am a goddess. So I understand that I have universal connections and manifestation powers, because the universal law is that all energy must and will return to its original owner. The karma is real, so I will continue to do good. No one but me holds the pen in my story. I am the author of my life, and this is the declaration of my manifestation of loving me. I left that piece.
Wow. That was so, so beautiful. And you said it right.
Thank you.
That is definitely a declaration of manifestation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I ain't playing with y'all no more. I ain't playing with it no more. I'm trying to tell you.
That's what you sound like. You ain't playing at all.
That's right. I still love humanity. I have a love for humanity. No matter how much life has kicked me, I still do. But I got to put me first now, and that's all it's about, basically. You know, and I'm not trying to vibrate low. I'm not trying to go lower. I'm trying to get higher and higher and higher, that highest ground.
No, that's true.
So that's what I'm telling y'all.
Universe, cosmos.
Thank you. Hey, Sergio. Before we get into your piece, can I get another one of them banging tunes that you got? Cause you killing it, man.
Definitely. I got one for you in the chamber. Here we go.
Another one. Mary J. Blige.
Change yourself again, all down. Move to the left again, all down. Wishing that you had this. I know you're wishing that you had this. My heart. Change yourself again, that's tragic. Gave you my heart, baby boy, you should've kept it. Wishing that you had this. I know you're wishing that you had this. I done turned up on you all. I done turned up on you one time. Told you it would take only one time. You thought that I was lying. When I told you that I can't be no stoppage. I know you want to think back. You want that love, you want that kiss, you want that sex. Well, now you wanna make it last. But when a good girl's gone, gone forever. Gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you didn't
best music.
Had a real bitch by your side, riding like a Glock 45. Now you're lonely when you slide. Tell me what money do, if it don't buy honeymoon. I'm sweeter than honeydew, but I caught you sipping strange proof. You turn me into a dog, I'm barking woof. Told you just to keep it 100 proof. You made me promises that you could never keep.
Keep going.
So you was just fucking down and you would get back to me. Baby, when I look, girl, gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. Cause when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. You did me wrong. When a good girl gone, she gone forever. When a real bitch leave, you gon' wish you never met her. And I'm a real bitch, don't make them like me no more. Before I share my bed, I sleep on floors. I told you, I'm a wife, I can't be your whore. We different prices, I don't go for what she go for. Please, keep your keys, I'm changing all these locks. About to find a new nigga and give him all this box. Trying to bring me down, I give him all this top. See, I got some money, boo, I do what I wanna do. And I've been a 100 proof. You turn me to a dog, I'm barking woof. Now I'm gone, nigga, poof. When a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. Cause when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever.
Yeah.
Damn. Yo, you killing it. You know what? It music is universal. I don't care where you from, who you are. The right beat hits you, man. It just for a little while, for the time of that song playing, it makes you forget about the outside world just for that little bit of time. That, I think that's an amazing thing, man. Gosh. Look, I'm telling you, I'm ready to like put some curls in my locks, pull them up, put my snow boots on, and something cute to head to the club for real, because them. It's the beat that gets me. I'm trying to tell you, yo. That's all right. That's what's up.
Yeah, all right,
Sergio. What else you bring for our listening pleasure?
This piece right here is titled "Pride of Honor."
It's yours.
Thank you. Holding my own in the game, with the trials and juries paid off. Places I lay down inside a rental budget loft. Springtime, I'm heading on a tour to explore. Accommodate myself with gratuities musically. Spin a bottle on the red stripe and right under dim lights. It's a wonderful experience celebrating life. Sent a kite to my homie locked behind the wall. Returned a call, told me 2024 stand tall. Work like the Mexicans and count your dividends. Be cautious around open mouths, never fed again. Grind it out, some money, better than no money. In the land of milk and honey, don't keep your pockets hungry. Grab something to make something, room, room, don't wait nothing. Attend any function or luncheon instead of just running. Love it or leave it, greet it and meet it. Never feel defeated around those repeating. Cycles might have had you in circles of deception. Better watch those connections between both skin complexions. Tighten your reception near them signals that get crossed. I just lighten up the cargo without any remorse. Boss, Sergio.
Okay, would have been nice if I could turn myself off mute first. Guys, I love that piece, man. I really, really love that piece.
Thank you.
And, I got something else here. One in the chain, another one, as you say, up in the chamber, but I think it's trying to pay the bills one more time. So be right back after this.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
right. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to King and Queen's Quarter. I'm co-hosting. I'm the Pearl of Negra, and I'm co-hosting side by side with Sergio Atterbury, and he is the host of the show. You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Dialing number, once again, is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1 to join us. All right, I got another old piece. This I pulled out of the archives because lately I just ain't been writing much. You know, life happens, you know. But I still got my pen. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is called Heaven on Earth. Taste me. You give my skin testimony every time we touch. Because you breathe life into me with every word, and the sound of your voice brings my overflow. As you allow the stress of my body to run down your chin, and I am just enamored with how you love to bathe in it. And your selflessness, sharing the taste of me with you. Our sexual energy exchange goes beyond an act of passion. It's an honor and reverence of the worship to self-love, to love itself. You are my divine counterpart because you penetrated my soul long before penetrating my flesh. As you touch me there and there and right there, my entire energy is tempered as yours lingers inside me and I inhale the thought of we. Every time you part my lips, the gates of heaven open up to my heart. And I just want to fuck every one of our fantasies out of you. Because I love the way you look at me when I'm, you know, I really, really like that. You are the only one who possesses the quality to make my sacred space home. Face me again and scribe our next chapter of this celestial gathering of star dust and moonlight with your tongue between the lips you've made home. Because just as spring inevitably seasons over into summer, I fall in love with our story endlessly, every day. You stimulate the poet in me, so wrapping my mind around you feels so damn good. Your energy is like water glistening as if the stars were echoing their story in the opening night sky. And it moves my pen stroke, creating masterpiece after masterpiece. I didn't think it was possible to be alive and get this close to heaven. But it is. And that's that piece.
Well, damn. That was lovely. Lovely piece.
Thank you.
Look, you made me switch up. I had to grab something different. I'm like, oh.
That's what's up.
You be dropping them pieces on the way he verbalized it and everything. You know, I'm a big fan of all your work. You're deeper. This is VIP. Y'all be laying it down.
Thank you.
That's why I enjoy y'all coming through for me. That's why I say Sergio and the Divas of Epiphany. You know, the ring.
Well, we enjoy coming through for you. That's what's up. You know, it's family up in here. We love it all. But that's what's up.
Yeah, no, like that song, it's a vibe.
Yes, it is. It is a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. We a whole vibe. Yes. Speaking of vibing, what
right.
you got next for us to vibe with our listening pleasure?
I got this piece called Reaction Part 3.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. As I lay in bed with deep thoughts about life within our union, you enter our bedroom from the shower, taking a moment to rest yourself. Our eyes meet as I smile, giving you the look that you know well, removing myself from the position, applying lotion to your back. Your body starts to twitch because of the touch that is given. Now, this is the beginning of when applying all that sexiness. Our noses rub each other as our passionate kiss starts. As I nibble on your earlobes, I feel your hands in my boxes, caressing and holding onto my private parts firmly, kissing my chest as your nails go up and down my back, body to body, inhaling each other's air close and near. Our aura changes colors in despair and temperature rising. The tone in which we speak carry an angelic vibe. It's the high and the position in which we bring upon each other. It's a two-for-one special due to the love that is shown. The brighter side of me was established before I booked it. Although we're not married, it's a cosmic thing. Through my eyes from the sky is our organic anniversary. Grabbing the marvelous measures of me, singing from me to you. Voice so melodic, you love the man behind the hands. Is this copacetic nostalgia or something just like candy? You call me Lord even though you see the best part of Sergio. Once the groove is in the heart, there is peace, power, and love. Just know it ain't nothing to bring us all around this buzz. And that's that peace.
Okay. I see what you did there, Sergio. All right. That was nice. That was real nice. I'm about to take a different turn on this. I was getting ready to stay with the erotic. But I'll grab another older piece. And it's short, but it's a piece nonetheless. And this is
amazing. All right. Let me get it.
All right.
It's yours.
Thank you. For so long, her heart was a ghost town that the only... hold on. For so long, her heart was a ghost town that the only occupant was the sound of wind, so strong that hope couldn't even take up residence. You've seen her scars, but you weren't there when she got cut. And though you understand pain, you'll never know how much healing it took because she's the only one that knows how deep the wounds go. But she bears those scars because her love has always been higher than her ego. And her understanding and consideration for feelings is greater than any conflict that may ensue. The emotional bond she'll form with you will never allow for the weight of a fight to survive, because the peace, love, and harmony of her spirit will always end it with being in each other's arms. She brings so much intimacy, honesty, freedom and respect for personal space. Jealousy and third party are non-existent. Treasures and treats your heart better than her own. She ties your shoes not only because she doesn't want you falling for anyone else, but because she cares. And that's that piece.
Oh, sucks. Flyness. That's what we had tonight with the flyness.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can we get another song, mm-hmm. another banger?
no doubt on that. Let me go up in here. You know what? I got a treat for everybody. I don't know if everybody watched Raising Kanan. You ever watched that Power Joint?
I caught one or two episodes.
Yeah, this is that dude Lulu from there. So you got a nice little banger.
Do you know the bill of sip to honor?
Yeah.
Went from popping shells to popping his karma. Yeah. They put us through hell and they call us monsters. Yeah, I'll pull up and race the ceiling like stardust. It's not love, I'm living a dream. I don't even sleep, just scared to believe.
is real. Many disputes for what I achieve. These diamonds are mixed for every tear. If I got a team, you know it's a dream. We doing this thing like 96. It ain't got keys, I'm hopping in. Queen in a color net. We pull up in an apparition. This ain't a game, boy, this ain't activism. Eyes on my chain, boy, it hit like a blizzard. No back and forth for me, the chain is tennis. Can't no park the pitch. Take away their chains and they ain't got no. Be mad at me, but they don't want no friction. Be mad at me, cause they ain't got no vision. Praying to break the ceiling and stardust. If I was paid, these thoughts up. They want us to fail, but they couldn't stop us.
Please do that bullshit, try to throw at me. You gon' do it like me, do it with a passion. My life won't go, my little n***a get at them. Doing too much, turn your butt to a statue. They dead a vibe, when you fall, they won't catch you. A different coffin, just a whole nother texture. When you make it to this point, they gon' catch you. I'm from the ghetto, all the really extra. I was still standing, not getting rained on. She was there for me, bought her a Range Rover. Take a lot of to make sure the bang on. I be turning the f*** up since I came home. I was front line when niggas was dead wrong. Got a million something plus worth of chains on young dumb. She got a brain on, I was standing solid, niggas went lame on me. It's all hustle, I don't play around, it's not love. $1,000 drink off in my cup. I be outside with a top off. We are not the same, you a knockoff. 10 carat diamond, it's a golf ball. We was getting $1,000 every drop off. Now I run the gang, I done prosper. I took a little bum and they ain't stopping now. Every time they drop, I'm caught one. Every time they pop out, we gon' pop one. Yeah, yeah.
Praying to break the ceiling and stardust. If I was paid, these stars stardust. Want me to stay, but stop us. Top look different when you from the bottom. It's not love. May look the same, but nigga, it's not love. Money the same, but nigga, it's not love. Niggas may change, but nigga, it's not love. This is just hard work.
I'm trying to tell you, I feel like on a party. It's all about the music tonight. It's just got me feeling a certain kind of way, but it's a thing. It's definitely a good thing. Oh, man. Oh, I got to try and find another. I got so enthralled in the music, I'm just totally forgot to find another piece. So let me see.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot to spit my piece on that.
Oh, man.
I got a piece called Faceless.
All right, well, I'm going to hand the mic to you, and I'm going to keep searching. Mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. My ink bleeds for those who froze. I only speak out to reach. Hug the love without a buzz when I greet upon the meat. Hands on the clock don't always tell you about all that fell through. A dream is possibly of what your vessel failed you. No longer carry the hurt, bury it deep inside the dirt. Access the fresh emotions from doing spiritual work. Prayers exhaled, sent high between the here and now. What's sitting in the clouds is the image of my old owl. She gave me memories unearthed from a heart that fought hard. Even the windows of the universe clinched with cosmic sparks. And commission given, uncovering what is hidden and missing. Visionaries wishing from a planet that needs fixing. Refusing to ever lose with screws used by tools. Only Lord that ever ruled, the creator can only move. While my dying hand affects the reason why I'm creeping. I know my awkward demons be fiending, chest is always heaving. Ready to highlight compensation from conversation. Clean up a wasteland placed inside of a basement of erasing. That's that piece.
Wow. That was a nice one. Man, sometimes I'm at a loss for words, and that does not happen often for me. Okay, because I'm a chatterbox. But that was a real nice one right there. Damn.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. trying to figure out which one I'm gonna do here. Y'all have to excuse my noise box downstairs. My cat and my dog dream like they're having a conversation. All right. Really, that's all. All right, thank you. This is called Titan Bow. I always came in a pretty package with a bow for easy access. Because of that, I shed tears over an angel and rejoiced with a demon. I've watched as each damaging footstep by footstep by footstep of the contaminated hearts and unsanitary hands wore away at the slats of the bridge of safety. That leads to my heart. Thing called love, they've gotten a hold of my wings, broken them, clipped them, even tried to rip them off. Yet I continuously give my all for love's sake. Whether I fall into it or am just caring for humanity, I've always been left sitting on the edge of a learning cliff. Every time. They say that beauty is in the eye of who's holding you. Well, I've held each and every one of them, and they were all beautiful to me. So either way it came, I let them hold on to me until they realized that they weren't even equipped with the understanding of how to hold my true beauty. Nonetheless, I will continue to greet with peace and blessings and send off with love and light. Only this time, I know that I am a sanctuary, and I lead with a soul of fire, a spirit of love through the enchanted forest of my heart, transforming each life I touch. I just tie my bow a little tighter. That's that piece.
Snap, 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 snap. Right there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna lay this other one out. I just pinned this yesterday. I was competing with my uncle with some stuff. But I'm gonna throw it in.
Mike is yours.
This one is called, thank you very much. Appreciate that. This one is called I Ain't the One. They want to put him to sleep so they could sneak and take a peek. Change my frequency every week. I drop book covers every week. Teaming up as a duo, carry a book of charm shadows. One searcher for bravos, the other lost in tomorrow. My nap's only provided through higher divine forces. Wasn't born to take losses, I'm one who helped the bosses. Verbalizer behind scenes of getting things accomplished. There's only four quarters equal in a dollar, let's be honest. Character can't be tarnished, no matter the hate harnessed. I could take the trash out and expose some of the garbage. Yet I allow the benevolent one to pick through the litter, so she made her post look like a meme over the picture. Watch them place masks of confusion hiding their face. Only the alien is shown switch their orbit of space. True believers of faith create without debate. Better wait instead of my energy being a total waste. Close case. Living beautifully inside a utopia. I'm high stepping away if I feel you moving closer. Dark side of the moon, cocoon while you consume. I'm a Justice League associate, fighting legions of doom. And that's that piece.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Say that last line again. Yo.
I'm a Justice League associate, fighting legions of doom.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what? I like this energy that is coming through. Everybody that I talk to so far has, I guess I'd say level up. Their energy is just, it feels more positive. you know, and it's a fighting spirit that energy is coming from, and I'm digging it, I'm loving it, because for a long time throughout life, man, it was like I wasn't allowed access to this kind of energy because I had that dark stuff, you know, blocking me, surrounding me, almost as if they saw
that
if I was allowed to access the kind of people that I know now, including myself, that they knew that I would do better. So I'm just like, I'm loving this. Yo, this energy is fire.
I totally agree with that.
Yes,
like-minded people, you know, we have to stay in the village, you know what I'm saying? Stay in the community.
Absolutely.
So fight against the darkness. That's why I said Justice League Associate, fight on Legion of Doom.
Yes, that's what's up. All right, I got another piece for you.
All right.
This is untitled as well. It's a reason why I'm called the Queen of Untitled Pieces. All right. What I'm about to tell you isn't to gain pity, nor am I ashamed. It's just another part of my story. Her wings were clipped, young, and love was broken too soon. She tried to develop a heart of stone, but her longing to be loved kept it soft. Fear of someone drowning her in them made her save up all her tears. But she chased the shadows of her lovers trying to get to their hearts with failed attempt time, leaving her standing at the edge of nowhere. Contaminated hearts, unsanitary hands, and toxic gashes, cavernous pie holes are what I've dealt with 90% of my life. The 10% that wasn't tainted by those damaged individuals thrives and shines continuously. I grew up in a family of mostly women, but I was abused by some of the men in my family and some men who weren't family. So even though I had no protection, I would gravitate towards bonding with females as I got older. But I learned in the worst way about how vicious some can be. Jealousy and misery in a woman will bully you in a detestable manner. Because when women bully, it is in the form of reputation destruction, innuendos, and long gossip. You can't even begin to understand how difficult it is to contend with, especially without any recourse or shelter. I had no one to turn to, not a single soul. So I stopped dealing with a lot of women because of that. So the love you say you have for me and the sincerity you put out is a snuffleupagus, because I can see you right through the fake and deceit. And that's that piece.
Oh, matter of fact, you know what? Let me give you an applause.
Wow.
Oh, you know, that's just an applause on that beautiful work. Yeah.
There
we go. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question, Sergio. Have you ever written a piece and it had been a long time since you read it, and then you pull it out and you start reading it, and then you realize, damn, it kind of like shocks you. Not so much shocks you, but you didn't realize that was the actual piece that you had pulled out to read. Like sometimes I forget my content can go really, really deep, because honestly, that is not the piece that I thought it was.
I did that one time when I was like, oh, shit. I was like, okay. Maybe it was meant to be.
Oh, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what else you got for us, Sage?
All right. I got this piece called Ghost to Me.
Mike is yours.
All right. Thank you. The more and more I see leads to oneness to leave. No promise to keep before rest well and sleep. laying garments velour from the store at the shore, in bed with glamour whores, sweating love out the pores. Kindness behind this, shadowless regardless. Still rock the hardest, rhyme become the largest. Started from the middle with visual material. Sounds get into my own spiritual attitude. Out of many flights, it's the high within the altitude. This is gratitude from the laws of old schools. Take the guard when he speaks from the heart or deep. Distance from the weak, therefore my weak be unique. Style on them while they keep on stunting. Frontin', lacking something, newspaper crumbling. Hands and eyes don't feel that show the real act. Brush off my shoulders wearing hats on the truth act. What I know is the flow behind what you hear. Loud smoke in the air when I appear, stay square. Applaud the new guy who arrived yesterday. Just know he don't play when his writing is displayed. That's
that piece. Did you say style on them or shine on them?
Style on them.
Okay, that's what's
up. Old New York terms. Yeah.
That's all right. That's what's up. I get it. I get it. I'm there with you.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, yo, don't let them style on you.
Okay. That's nice. That was real dope. All right. We flowing here. We flowing.
We
sound like a
fight.
All right, that's what's up. Yes.
Yeah, I got another song in the box.
You got me working. I hope it's worth it. You tell me you're with on my perfect. You're doing whatever to hurt me. Ain't nobody getting on like you, yeah, nah. Ooh, I need everything cool in the coupe like that, yeah. Mary go around like a surgeon. I wanna buy a new birthday. She wanna pop a new birthday.
Eliante on my body, diamonds hidden. It's hard to catch a vibe or go outside without you tripping. Got niggas tryna lie me, I can't ride without my pistol. I bought my bitch a Kelly crocodile, but not no lizard. Bringing up the past, the shit I done before. Your feet all in the sand, I flew her to Cabo. A friend got a little bend, she wanted the Range Rover. Watching on your gram, you giving them angles. I'm paying for it. You ain't never gotta stress about no landlord. You ain't never gotta ask me what you plan for. Private jet, we putting stamps all on your passport. I got plan for it. Leave your man for
it. You got me working. I hope it's worth it. You tell me you're with on my perfect. You're doing whatever to hurt me. Ooh, it ain't nobody getting doing like you, yeah, nah, nah. Ooh, I need everything cool in the coupe like that, yeah. Merry go round like a surgeon. I wanna buy a new birthday. She wanna pop a new face.
You know you want me, so why you be playing for? The message and deliver, so what you delaying for? You think I'm a fucking around, I'm in the studio. It's petty shit, telling your friends all the info. Now you're hardcore, fuck around by you with mean code. All your friends got on Chanel, on these hoes, squad goals. I go narco, whacking these niggas that seem close. It's a double R hearse, little mama, you seeing ghosts. I know you're type of me, you know the type of nigga I am. I shoot it spikily, I don't give a damn what they saying. You better fight for me, want me or you don't. Tell the truth, don't be lying to me. Need you to be my piece, cause these streets get grimy. See you with another nigga, I be down. Man, I catch him up in traffic and my gun don't jam. You better pick up when you can.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 0.
You got me working. I hope it's worth it. You tell me you're with on my perfect. You're doing whatever to hurt me. Ooh, it ain't nobody can't do it like you, yeah, nah, nah. Ooh, I need everything cool in the coupe like that, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to make me a playlist. Just send me a list of them songs, and I'll just
my playlist.
That joint. yo. No, I'm talking about outside of the studio. I mean, something that I can listen to, you know, while I'm here doing what I do. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I got you.
I got another piece. This is called Untouchable Luggage.
Yeah.
I can't unpack this. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm not a virgin to the mic. Still get nervous every time I step up to it. But if you allow me some patience within your space, you can get this poetry. I can't unpack this luggage anymore. Just too much you left behind this time. Because once again, you waited until I fell in love with us, and then you walked away. I'm not going to touch this bag ever again, so I'll just leave it right here at the baggage claim for someone else to take. Because as always, you recognize your power, then somehow my feelings become irrelevant. So here's where my relevancy begins. And it's valid. My head to the sky now, and it is breathtaking because I trust myself and all the signals of my body, which leads me to an opening of a deepening type of love. That's somewhere you'll probably never visit, a place you'll probably never feel, because it's past pain, past anxiety, past anger, past fear. What I felt each time you left wasn't hurt or anxiety, heartbreak or anger or fear. It was a little more peace of mind. And what I learned every time you left was that in order to make space, to have that room for something new, you must let go of some things. Fun mode. And some of those things may be what you're used to, all that you've ever known. Well, I've unloaded, and this caged angel's wings have stretched wide and free. I'm going to leave that luggage and go on and find my new way. There ain't no fun in crying tears that can't come from joy in the morning that lasts all throughout the day. And that's that piece.
Rolling out here tonight. <laughs> Okay, got it. Yeah, I gotta switch the archive myself. All right, just give me a little second. I'll find something. All right, I'll go into this piece. All right, Mike, is your... well, hold on for now. Hold on, give me a second. Had to retract, retract and bring it back. All right, okay. Here we go. We good. All right. This piece is titled Guarding Your Compartment. All right. Ever since I met Desiree, it's been one hell of a high. Reaching levels on line, living in and out the sky. Even when she cried due to the beautiful times. The mountains I climb allow her spirit to find. That which was different from a life she once knew, dealing with lots of fools who couldn't show and prove. Learning about vibes, signals, and frequencies. Loose, loud poetry delivery spread across naturally. When I'm in tune with God, ain't nothing but free will. Some pockets can't hold change to trade in for bills. That's a low fold, lost soul, frostbitten, ice cold. Driving on a stop-and-go road, there is nowhere to go. Traffic flow, music playing, sounds real familiar. It's like your chick ain't trying to hear you. Check scratches in the mirror. House ain't a home without love or compassion. Beautiful blonde, blue-eyed woman got me gasping. A fly be a fly, respect any that respect themselves. I work like Keebler elves that don't ask for help. Cool as if I'm just got a check in the mail. Never hard to tell what's going on with Joel.
She said, it's never hard to tell what's going on with Joelle.
Yeah, never hard to tell what's going on with Joelle.
I don't see you being that transparent. In your poetry, you are. But in you know, being in your presence and talking to you, somebody that really have to kind of be close to you in order to know what's going on with you. You don't seem like the type of soul that just, you know, you're easy to read. That's all I'm saying. I love the piece.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I am hard to read. I mean, I got that triangle thing in my birth chart. So
okay,
it makes it kind of difficult for some people unless you're close to me. You know what I'm saying? And I allow you to see all different sides, the three dimensions. You know what I mean? I just don't get that. My birth chart is unique. Sagittarius, Scorpio, and Leo. So.
Oh, you got all fire in your, what's the name? Because, you know, Scorpio is the fire sign of the water signs. And, yeah, Sag and Leo, y'all already fire signs. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? With you having Scorpio in your chart, that means you adapt well because we are mutable.
Yeah, Scorpio is my ascending sign.
That's your
yeah, the ascending sign.
Yeah, water signs are very, very, we, like I said, we're mutable. We tend to adapt well because we don't really, water signs, we don't like conflict. We can bring it. But we don't like it, so we would prefer to
take
the path of least resistance. Who don't like you? You're a Leo. You don't mind it though.
I'll take all the smoke, the furnace, the fireplace, the campground. You know what I'm saying? The pollution in the city and shit. I'll take all that shit every day.
I know.
But I still don't like conflict and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to really hold back from that shit. I'll let shit fly for a little bit. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you got to get checked. I'm sorry. But then that's when people play the victim, too. Like, they ain't do nothing when I, you know, they be like, I don't know why he acting like that. Oh, you know.
Right.
You need, you want to expose yourself, or do you need some help doing it? That doesn't really help me. But I don't even want to do that. That's a waste of my energy and my time. You know what I mean? So I'll let you just run around playing the victim and shit. Go ahead. Grab a box of tissue while you're at it. No, but I'm a cool dude, though. You know what I'm saying? I get along with everybody. You know? I ain't never want no problems with nobody. I just want to show love, get love, and receive love. You know what I'm saying? Give that right back. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't be out here trying to play no games, though. So, you know. That Leo side will come out real quick.
I hear that. All right, well, I got another song. If y'all, another song. No, you know what? Maybe it's time for you to play another song, but I have another piece. You can hold on 1 second. I had it. Hold on 1 second. All right, this, now, y'all be patient with me, okay? I know I can't carry a tune in a bucket of water across the room, but I'm going to still give y'all what I got. All right, so this is untitled.
Okay.
I am ready for love. All of the joy and the pain. And all the time that it takes. Just to stay in your good grace. I am ready for love. Ready to build with the one who not only comes in peace, but is at peace within. Ready for the ultimate collaboration. That bond sealed with light from the highest consciousness. Where nothing can surpass enter or break it. Beautifully balanced, agreeing that together, when in the eye of the storm, it ain't always so bad. With mind, body, and spirit in sync, the happiest triad. Where just the presence of our presence gives, loves, and supports without even trying. Energy generated so amazing between us, it leaves us flying. But not be so blinded to some bad days to come. Just know enough good ones to not interrupt the peace built and kept between us. I'm ready for love. Ready for the one to where the more that I trust him, the stronger I feel within. And that I've kissed every last one of my scars, every last one of my healed scars, so he knows my love is from the stars. I'm ready for he who chooses heart over ego, because he knows where his safe space of trust is located when he falls into my arms. Oh yeah, he knows I'm here to heal and bring balance, to prioritize his peace of mind, but do no harm. And he can feel when I pray for him, so I keep him covered. Because he's got this thing on the physical plane while God and I handle his spiritual struggle. That means ain't nothing and no one getting in our way. Because I'm in this for the long haul, so I want us to ride inside each other's love. And I'm always speaking to the King in him. I'm a child of the seas and wind, but also of where light begins. They say, watch what you ask for, 'cause you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same thing. I'm ready for love. And that's that piece.
All right. Yo, clap. No clap.
Thank you.
You rocking us out tonight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you. I'm trying. I'm trying to keep up with you.
Hey, I connect with all y'all, you know what I'm saying? So that's what elevates me and make my poetry evolve. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
I got this piece.
All right.
This piece called Cosmic Harvest.
The mic is yours.
Right. Thank you. Juggling two planets of energy, caressing the atmosphere. Gave away the fear every year, I'm saying here, my dear. These are lines well refined through passion and admiration. A creation of compassion and simply flashing on this occasion. Planting seeds upon the knees that bleed, yes, I believe. Any time love proceeds to excel, won't have to grieve. Kiss the sky with my aura, more beauty captured in awe. Patterns drawn without flaws, restore walls and damaged halls. Take a tour through memories sent to me, congratulations. Whenever facing PlayStations, going forward navigation. Direct them points of view from a cue given on ledges. Imagine sealed letters found in capsules during wet weather. Unearth the rebirth that was searched beyond hope. Now it all makes sense, removing weak, wounded fences. Elaborate to listen while being a flesh and spirit. I can only write a type without height. These are my lyrics, Sergio.
Wow. You said I can only write a what? What's that last part you said?
Excuse me. I can only write a type without height. These are my lyrics.
Absolutely. Oh, you got some one-liners in there that I'll be wanting to steal, but you got so many of them, I can't remember when I get ready to pick up my damn pen again. I was like, what is
that? I stole from you tonight all that, because I wrote it down. I was like, I'm going to use that as a title.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You're more than welcome to it. Wow, Ken.
Thank you.
Sergio, we have come to the close of another show. It is 5 minutes to 11.
Yes.
And I couldn't think of ending the show any better than with the piece from you, that last piece. Yes, it was. This whole show was awesome. And I always enjoy riding shotgun with you. And I appreciate you allowing me to.
Always enjoy having you.
Always, always. So I'm going to give my closing words, and then you can just shut it down. And I just want to let everybody know, like I always say, always get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Always continue to love and respect one another. And be safe, y'all. It's wintertime now over this side of the world, and, you know, we got some germs that want to come out and get you, and got other stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all just be safe, okay? And with that, I'm going to say peace.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in and calling in, showing that support for the King and Queen's Quarters. We'll be back next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, on the Epiphany Radio Network. And I'm going to take y'all out with this. Peace, love, and happiness, and peace, love, and poetry, peace, love, and light. And here's a song to take y'all out. See y'all next week. Peace.
Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Mac or the 40. Turn a bitch to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it. I'm on it, I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Get a go to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock it all white when I'm feeling godly. Pop out like coke, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. 4-8-2-1-4, where all niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Bring my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV the click, bitch, you see us scoring. VIP in the club, why y'all section boring? Got a bitch that set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean like Tifa, you roll around with your nieces, bitch, you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby love she little, but goddamn she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitch is street nasty. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil' Dej ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker. So lifted, sliding your girl, baby, gonna take. See, I gotta get this money, my palms itching. Niggas gossip like hoes, most of them bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.